Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. And results of who I think is going to win and things like that. So with the Royal Rumble, it's going to be hard to tell. Who knows? But back to that, this past weekend, WWE NXT came here in Milwaukee, also came in Green Bay, and also in Chicago. When it came up here, it has nothing but positive views. Like, everybody enjoyed it. It was a sellout crowd, and it was just amazing. And plus, like, with the... Ooh. Right already. But, it's Friday. Yep, all hell gonna break loose. Should've knew all of them was gonna come out there. That's probably what's gonna happen. Watch, more of them gonna come in, and they're just gonna, or maybe not. But, anyways, it had nothing but positive vibes going on when they was here, and plus, like, I did get to meet some of them, which was pretty cool. And I know some people was, like, complaining about why they didn't have any meet and greets, which I do agree they should have, like, a couple of meet and greets.
Before. Perhaps they wanted to see what the reaction to it being there first is before they go ahead and do something like that.
Yeah, you could be right. That could be the thing. And, of course, they mentioned it's not going to be their last time being here. So if they come again sometime this year, later on, hey, I'm all for it. But as for, you know, Ring of Honor, I know they normally, you know, do two shows a year. So they didn't announce their first show just yet, but I guess only time will tell on that part. But as you see, the Wyatt families are out there. So they kind of like throwing some teasers, maybe some WrestleMania teasers out a little early as they're doing right now. But it was, like I said, it was a pretty awesome show. They had 7 matches. There were a few people I thought would be there. I was disappointed that wasn't there, but it happens. Green Bay, I think they sold out their tickets like around kind of like the last minute. Like, it's probably was the only one out of the 3 times that they was going to tour this weekend. That, because it sold out, like, the last minute, and they had, like, a good sellout crowd beforehand. And as I hear views and stuff, they's like, they rather see NXT more than Raw and SmackDown. So that's what some people in Green Bay thought about that. But Chicago, they had 2 shows and they both did sell out, but there was a lot of problems going on at the place that they hold the venue. It was like the ground was kind of slanted. Yeah, what else they were saying? It was just like a lot of issues that they had with that building.
Where did they have it?
The Porcher Theater in Chicago. Yeah, because I should have shaved that this morning. That
AJ.
Oh, Bray Wyatt. That would be good to see them two at WrestleMania.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
But they were saying that the ring was kind of like slanted. It took them a while to try to get things ready because it was like a lot of complaints with the lights. And
what I want to know is, why weren't they in there ahead of time checking these venues out? You know what I mean?
Right. Let me see, because I think I can find it on the wrestling news site. So just bear with me here. So while we getting on that, but the result with that was they're not going to do that building anymore, but they are going to come back to Chicago sometime.
This They just need to find somewhere else. And the thing is with Chicago is there's plenty of places that they can go to. It's not like it's the be-all and end-all. So.
Right, because they said they'll be back again this coming, this year for it.
But what they probably need to do is to investigate places further as to the lineup of the floor, the lighting and everything.
Right, exactly. So just, let's see, why is that going on? I'm just trying to see if I can still find the report and story on that. But as y'all saw, like, what's going on with tonight's Raw, now the number one entrant is none other than Roman Reigns. Right, exactly. Speaking of, like, wrestling, we did have a friend that, his name is Chris Fleming. Of course, y'all know him as hosting the Smarks List. We want to take a moment of silence. His aunt had died, what was it, today? Or
today, it was just a tragic, tragic accident. She had a fall, nasty fall, and sadly it cost her a life. I know Chris and his family are beyond hurting right now.
Right, and also we're going to take a moment of silence as well for the Iron Mike Sharpay, who died today as well at the age of 64. So we're just going to take a moment of silence on that. Thank you, everyone. And just hope for the best of, and if y'all know Chris like we do, just say hi, just, but y'all know what I mean. I'm going to talk about a little bit about TNA before we go off the air. Tomorrow they're going to have a championship match with Matt Hardy versus EC3, where, Matt's career is on the line, and if he loses, his career is over. If he wins, of course, he'll be champion. Wait, did I win? I must have went way back. Talk about I kind of went way back with the story. As for this, for tomorrow, I know some of y'all already know, like, the results and stuff. That's why I'm not saying anything until it airs and it happens, because I don't think that's fair for people that hasn't seen it. And it's just some people just can't leave spoilers alone and just go on about it. I'm just trying to hurry up if I can see if I can find this before we go off the air. Let's see. Also, there was like a couple of wrestling shows that was going on over the weekend, and we might have something within a couple of weeks that we're gonna talk about. Just hopefully we will have that within a couple of weeks, and
because we've been waiting for this.
It's kind of one of those things we were waiting for like a long time, so. Something interesting, let's just say that way, and I know everybody's going to be, like, shocked and all that stuff. Let's see if I can find. Come on. Just having problems with the floor. It was so cold in there, everybody had to wear coats.
What, when Chicago?
Yeah. Like the building was not warm.
Well, hold on a second. We will say this in the defense of the building. I'm not saying that there was anything wrong with their heating, but we have been in, us in the Midwest have been in the middle of an Arctic blast for the past, what, 4 or 5 days now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went, had some last week for 3 days, then it warmed up, then it cooled back down again.
Yeah, because Thursday we didn't have that problem, but
everybody's heat is struggling to keep up with that. Now, if you are a really big venue, one, yeah, you should have your heat situated. You're in the Midwest for crying out loud. But you don't know how these buildings' heat are going to run, especially on those Arctic blasts. I'm just putting that out there because we're having a hell of a time right now with our heat trying to keep our house warm.
Exactly. And I think it's like the building was also like, it was just so old. It's like it hasn't been
updated.
Yeah. So that's the few things that was talked about so far. Let's see.
No. Thanks for asking, Carol.
Oh, yeah. And they said, let's see. The point of the stream loan started stretching down the entire streets. For whatever reason, the doors did not open until around 12:30. It was 20 degrees, so that wasn't helping. Anyone was waiting to get in the arena. Then, of course, Phil and Ballard gang came outside and talked to the fans and just tried to get the crowd pumped. And I think another issue was they had problems with seating as well. But if I can find...
I'll still go back to my original thing, though. Why weren't WWE in there ahead of time, you know, when they booked the place, going over these things? I'm sorry, but the venue may have sucked, but WWE needs to do better in making sure that these venues, you know what I mean, that they're up to code, that they're up to the standards. Can't keep blaming the venue for something when, as a WWE representative, you should have been there and making sure that everything was running right.
Yeah, they said Triple H was in the area.
Yeah.
And plus, he was here. From what I heard, he got here like a few days earlier or something like that. So, that's true. They probably could have checked out the venues earlier and just.
I'm saying when they knew that they were coming up here for NXT, why didn't they send up their crew who set up the ring, send up a couple of them to check it out and see if that floor is level? Feel how cold it is when you go in there. Because let's be honest, 90% of buildings in the Midwest have to keep their heat running all winter long, even if there's nobody there, because the pipes freezing and everything. So you would get a feel of how cold it is.
Mm-hmm.
See if the electrical system will help run properly.
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. I think it was a friend of mine that posted on. Let's see if I can find it. Just give me a moment here. And I know we're in a little bit of overtime, so we just thought we was going to be finished already, so give us a few minutes and we will, like, end this show within a matter of a few minutes. So I'm just saying because it was a friend of mine that went to the show that posted it, and let me see if I can find it. So just give me a moment here. Let's see. Okay. Nope, not that one, not that one. Well, we probably going to end up running out of time anyway, so what we're going to do is just going to close it right here. If I find it at the last second, then I will let y'all know the last second. But don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org. Just look for, like, update events and appearances that's going to be going on. Also, look for us on Facebook. Look for us on MySpace. Look for us on YouTube. Yeah, we do still. We're still on MySpace. We just haven't been on there that much. But subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on YouTube.
And Twitter.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter. I don't know why I say that for. So probably the minutes after the Royal Rumble pay-per-view is over, we're going to do a show. Just talking about the results and stuff. But until then,
bye.
Goodbye, and try to be warm, be safe, and y'all just have a good week, and hopefully y'all get to enjoy the pay-per-view. So hopefully I'll be on here one more time, just talk about my preview of it, this Sunday's Royal Rumble. Till then, y'all have a good night, and have a good week.